This week on The Marquee, we've got a holiday weekend full of action, adventure, and laughs. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in the family sci-fi adventure Earth to Echo, a group of teenagers in danger of losing their homes set out on one last adventure before parting ways. While exploring, they find an injured mechanical alien and must protect it from a shadowy government agency. Earth to Echo manages to rip off the Goonies, Batteries Not Included, and Super 8, all without having any of the charm of those films. On top of that, it's a found footage movie, so knock yourself out if you enjoy that kind of thing.
Melissa McCarthy rehashes her usual wild and crazy shtick for the road trip comedy Tammy. McCarthy stars as an out-of-work fast food worker who takes off on an outrageous adventure with her grandmother, played by Susan Sarandon, after she discovers that her husband has been cheating on her. McCarthy co-wrote the film with her husband Ben Falcone, who also directs. If you thought McCarthy's previous films were absolutely hilarious, you'll love this one too. But for the rest of you, it's probably best to seek out something smarter.
Sinister writer and director Scott Derrickson's latest film is Deliver Us From Evil, starring Eric Bana. Inspired by actual events, chronicled in the novel Beware the Night, Bana plays a New York City cop investigating demonic crimes with the help of a renegade priest. Edgar Ramirez, Olivia Munn, and The Soup's Joel McHale co-star.
Opening at the Gateway, writer-director Bobcat Goldthwait's horror film, Willow Creek, follows a couple on a quest deep into the woods to find Bigfoot and capture the legendary beast on camera.
Also opening in Columbus, in Snowpiercer, the Earth is experiencing a new ice age after a scientific experiment goes terribly wrong and the last survivors circle the globe in a specialized train. One of those survivors is Captain America's Chris Evans, who begins a revolution to remove the class system that controls the train's inhabitants.
Opening at the Drexel, in the documentary For No Good Reason, Hunter S. Thompson's longtime friend and sometimes collaborator Johnny Depp has a conversation with legendary gonzo artist Ralph Steadman.
If you want to catch up on any of this summer's blockbusters, you can start with Captain America the Winter Soldier, opening at Carriage Place Movies 12. You can also avoid the biggest crowds by hitting up some of this summer's earlier hits like X-Men Days of Future Past, Godzilla, or Edge of Tomorrow.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Earth to Echo. It isn't as memorable as the beloved family adventures of the 80s, like The Goonies or E.T., and the found footage shaky cam effect is so bad that you might want to pack a barf bag just in case. But its lovable characters and action-packed sci-fi story make it a decent choice for a family movie night.
I obviously wasn't blown away by Earth to Echo, and I'm sort of burnt out on the whole Melissa McCarthy thing at this point, so I'll recommend something completely different, with Willow Creek. Bobcat Goldthwait's previous directing efforts have been raunchy but smart comedies, so hopefully he'll continue his winning streak into the horror genre.
Or if your holiday weekend plans don't include a trip to your favorite theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Lunchbox. In this Indian drama, after a lunchbox service in Mumbai delivers a lunch to a wrong address, it begins a friendly correspondence between a bored housewife and a lonely widower.
If you're in the mood for a more retro title, you can check out one of this week's catalog releases, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's Kindergarten Cop, 1994's The Little Rascals, John Waters' Crybaby starring Johnny Depp, or the still controversial 1980 cult exploitation film Cannibal Holocaust.
Well, you won't find a lot of noteworthy recent films coming to Blu-ray this week, so I'm going to have to give my pick to an old favorite. I recently rewatched Kindergarten Cop, and I still love its adorably awkward comedy. It's a fun choice for your holiday weekend movie watching.
I've had one Blu-ray release marked on my calendar for months, and that is Kindergarten Cop. It's not one of Schwarzenegger's best films, but I have a soft spot for it since it was the first Arnold movie I saw on the big screen.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the continuing saga of militant apes. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
who is your daddy and what does he do?